for a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And they found not his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, and in all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, that they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was made known of them in the breaking of bread. Now the homework assignment that I have for each one of us, and I say us, I'm including myself in it, is as we read, and first of all, we need to read the scriptures. We've been reminded of that already this conference, the need for the daily reading of the scriptures. There needs to be a time for meditating on the scriptures. There needs to be a time for studying the Word of God. You know, ministry that's given to us is very profitable. And it's what God has ordered and why God has gifted various brethren to be able to give us that teaching. But you know, what will benefit us the most as believers, I believe, is what we learn for ourselves from the Word of God. And as we allow the Spirit of God to teach us, and ministry that we receive can guide us and help us in that, but we need to get into the Word of God for ourselves. And I believe that the greatest study that we could be engaged in the Scriptures, or at least there's no greater study, and that is to see Christ in the Scriptures. And so the homework assignment is, as we read of the Word of God and meditate upon the Word of God and study the Word of God, look for Christ in the Scriptures. I'd like to just apply this story that we have here in this way, that those two, likely a husband and wife, as they journeyed from Jerusalem to Emmaus, the Lord was there with them, and they didn't recognize it. And you know, it's a sad thing if we read through the Word of God and we don't see Christ there when He is there. You think, for instance, of Genesis 6 and 7 and 8 and so on, the story of Noah and the ark. If that's all we see, then we've missed what could be a blessing to us. And we see a wonderful picture of Christ in that ark as He brought as that ark brought salvation to Noah and his family and so on. And we can go through various incidents through the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, and there is Christ seen in the scriptures. So various ways that we can see Christ. We see Christ in prophecy as we read through the Old Testament, and we can think of passages such as Isaiah 53 and so on. We see Christ in the types of the Old Testament. We can see Christ in character studies. We think of that great story that even from our childhood that we love of David and Goliath, and we can see Christ in that. We can see the various names and titles of Christ. And we can apply the same thing to the New Testament. We can go to the Gospels, and historically we have a historical record of Christ. And we come into the epistles and we see doctrine concerning Christ. And right from Genesis 1 and 1, can you see Christ in Genesis 1 and 1? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, just compare John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we're clearly shown that in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Can you see Christ in the last chapter of our Bibles? How does Revelation end? Sorry, I don't have the verse memorized, but Revelation 22 and 21, "And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." So right from Genesis 1 and 1 to the very last verse of our Bible, Christ is presented to us. And you know, what is the value of seeing Christ in the Scriptures? I believe that it will help us in our worship as we view Christ, and Christ is made increasingly large to us as we view Him in the Scriptures. It will help us in our worship, and it'll help us in our devotion to Him, and it will help us to become more like Him. I'm thinking of the verse that we have there in 2 Corinthians and chapter 3, the last verse of the chapter. And I'll just turn to it. "But we all, with open face or unveiled face, beholding as in a glass or as in a mirror, that is the Word of God, the glory of the Lord." So with unveiled face, the veil is removed. We're able to behold in the Scriptures the glory of the Lord Jesus, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So this is a homework assignment that can take us to the end of our days down here, to pick up the Scriptures and to look for Christ in all that we read, and to meditate upon it and to study it. You know, very often we can try to find the gospel out of every verse in the Bible, and maybe that's not such a good exercise. And maybe we should be looking for the gospel where the gospel is. The same when it comes to assembly teaching. Perhaps very often we've heard teaching about the assembly from passages that are really, it's not there. But I think it's a worthwhile study to find Christ in all the scriptures, and may this encourage our hearts to do so for his name's sake.